is not enough. It will not lack his resources. Shalom Lebavroyim is daily men of Messiah Shleta, Lebavroyisa, Loya is a Messiah of Pochas Kosho Umuta, the Yerish boy, Kidila Harris Beat of Messiah, Ubi Sifri Yalufa in the Sifri in Kashkea, Mitumo, Sheil Beat of Meir. So that will learn out Mikdosh in Men. So the same proportion that is Kodesh, that is Tumas Maisa. קלונים שכופה לסיסור אלה, שעשו עם בנויה, כופה לסלויוס. So Rashi spells it out, in so many words, that when there is a tasteless, so only the tasteless is osa. Only the tasteless is osa. But, and the original Gidolim, remain with them. But, I don't know, you cannot separate one from the other, can you identify them? And say in each grape, which part of the grape is a result of the tasteless, and which part of the grape you can't identify. So in Mela they are intermingled, so it's Nahumes. So it becomes purple, Bimosai Dehot, like Klayakel and Tushi. There is no difference whatsoever. Now tasteless, and some Rishayim, say it together with Tesves, that with the rising becomes part of the rock. So Meir in Chaschiluch says that if there was a Tesves Mosai, so if there was a Tesves Echad Mosai, and suppose someone would eat a Kazais of the Kaya Kerem, so he would not be Chayim Malkis. Even if we eat 100 Kazais, he will not be Chayim Malkis. When will it be Chayim Malkis? Only when it tastes it kimosi. Let's say, suppose they were 200 tasty gidulim. Where? And then the cat gedra fell down and they didn't rebuild the gedra. So then there was a tasteless of another 200 gzeisi. Of another 200 days. So then he'll eat 2 gzeisi of the 200 of that kerem, so then will be halumas. But suppose because then there is not even bitul mid rice, because mid rice you require not a bitul, you require hope, but he you had 200 zesi of the crop, of the kranim and the tuya together, of heta. And then, after the geda fell down, so another 200 zesi grew be easier. So the male had, then there is no bitul below. So it's also, but suppose you eat only one kazais of that kare, or of that tuya, you eat only one kazais. So then, how much, and there is a uniform intermingling. So that means when you eat one kazais, so only half of the kazais is of the new gidulim. And the other half is of the old gidulim. So it's not Chayim Malkis. So in order to be Chayim Malkis, the Chas Chinuch says, there has to be Hesed Kimeisi, not Hesed Be'er Masai. But Hesed Kimeisi, and in order to be Chayim Malkis, so you have to eat 2 gzeis. Why? Because the Mechas Chinuch assumed, as it was pushed, that by Zohu Arubo, so only the excrement is osa. But the original Gidulim that were bottled the head there do not become osa. They existed before. They were not bottled in osa. So only the excrement became osa. But the excrement and the original Gidulim are intermingled uniformly with each other, so the Mela you cannot partake of it. So mid Rabbanon, if the increment was already Echad Masai, so then there is no Bitul, so it's Osa. But mid Raise, when is there no Bitul mid Raise? If it's Esif Kimeise, but if it's Esif, less than the original Gidulim. So then there is still Bitul, but only when it's Esif Kimeise. If the original Gidulim were 200 Zaysi, And then the equipment was also 200 cc. Then there is no beetle. And then to Michal Mokes, you have to eat 2 cc. This is what the Michaskimah says. Why did the Michaskimah say that? Because he considered that as a Dova Poshut. He considered that as a Dova Poshut. That only the equipment becomes Osa. And the original Gidulim do not become Osa. In other words, it's not analogous to Pesach Chol. But it's analogous to Itarubes, let's say, of Israel in heaven. So, in Sim Mitzvah Tuf Kuf Mentes, so he says, Ufimashe Vesavti, Arbehesit Vesayim, Urak Isa Berabon, In Keli, In Chayim Malkes, Arbehesit Mechtzom. What he means, Mechtzom Uba, in other words, in the original Gidulim were 200 Zesim. And then the increment was also 200 Zesim. So together the total is 400 Zesim. So the increment is Mechtzom, Milba, Mechtzom Ba, but Hesit Kimesim, Arbehesit Mechtzom. Dein Reib Nebeleisa, wie kam Zorich Rechel Schnee Zesi, die Jesch beim Zai Shalisa, wie kamme kamme Lui Bottle Niatere Gamke. Alright, this is what Mechaskino says. But the Mechaskino faces a certain difficulty in the Chinuch. So he is daring to explain it that way, because the Mechaskino has assumed that it's a double portion, that only the Daizahua Ubo, only the equipment is Osa, is affected with this Akhlaya Karen. But the original Gidulim would have worked all better, so remain better. And it's only on the basis of Tamubes Issa. Rashi says so explicitly. So the Chassidim assume that that's the Shite of all the Rishonim, but it's not like that. Now, the Loshon of the Chinuch is as follows. Mitzvah Tov Kuf Mentes. מדין המצווה, מה שאומרו חכמים זכינו לברוח. איך לזריע ברדם כאן פלויים, ביקר מי כלים אשר אורו שצום פלויים, ביקר מי, והניחו שם נזכת שקוראים הנזכיו בשריפה, והוא שאומרו בקרם ורצינו. נראו את איך, it is not זו הבידיים, but it's not זו הוא הניקור, but זו הוא הרובו, let's say, originally there was a gather, and then the gather fell down. So only if it stayed there, we're saying, אחר שיודע בהם, שיהיו שהוסיפו בגידולו, חלק יחד מסיים, ממה שרואו בגידולי, בשור שיודע בהם, וכמישאומרו, צריכים לברוך, זוהו המקום בהשחושה, זוהו הרובו בתייסבס. וזה יישא תייסבס, פרשו זר מפי הקבולה, שהוא במסיים. So he says, that שיהיו במסיים, He said, "Vechad Mesayim, that's mipi akabor. It's aloch l'mishnisim." Like Gemara says, "Echad Mesayim." Gemara says, "The Mishnah says." I mean, "Echad Mesayim." So he says, "What's the mokia for it? It's aloch l'mishnisim." So the Michaschinuch raises the question: What kind of aloch l'mishnisim is it? It's not aloch l'mishnisim. That's the dim beetle. The dim beetle and the dim beetle even though. The Sifri mentions it, Roshe, support, it's Rasmachte, so it's Ramon. So he says, Mepi Akabole Lambda. Right, but it's not Shaykh to say, I mean, Mepi Akabole Lambda. He says Mepi Akabole, so that means that the Chinuch Shite is, it's Aloch L'Mishim Sinai. It's Aloch L'Mishim Sinai. And according to the Chinuch, we can understand as to why, because many of the Shem say that this Roshim Sifri is Nasmach. The Yosemayach says it's a Roshim Moed, but there is not a single Rishi who says what the Yosemayach says. So, anyway, Tesis says so explicitly that it's Nasmach. So the question is, why did the Chachomim think of 200? Alright, so the Sifri says, because 100, that's the Shio Beetle by Trumo. And here it's Kofni Sure, so Mele it's 201, the Shio Beetle. But according to the Chinuch, we can understand why the Chachomim conceived of that Asmach. Why that Asmach? Just because it involves an Isear Hanoi injustice involves in Israel, so because of that, so the Shia people has to be doubled than that of Truma. But according to the Chinuch, we can understand the reason is why the Chachomim were misaki that by Akerem is Messiah Be'achot, because we have the Aruch HaLemeshim in Sinai with the Raise, that he, where it is, takes place in Chubea, so then if he's the Aruch HaLemeshim, so with the Raise, in Kasa, so with the Gedurim, so maybe because of that, and because of the Aruch that bin Chubea, so Eitarubes, bin Chubea, as well as all the Gedurim, if the agreement is Echon Mosaim, so maybe the Chachomim made an asmachte that Tarub is Bitosh, the Shia people should also be Mosaim there. And Echon Mosaim should have. But anyway, the Chinuch Shite is, that this is not on the basis of Tarub is Isa Beheta. But Echon Mosaim is analogous to Mosaim Chol. Except that by Bosa Becholo, so what's the analogy of Bosa Becholo? Bosa Becholo, so the Cholo by itself is Muaz Mutea, and the Bosa by itself was Mutea. But if the Bosa and the Cholo were commingled their ambition to such an extent that one gave time in the other, so then it becomes a fact of Bosa Becholo. So the Bosa becomes Osea, and the Cholo becomes Osea. So here too, that's the analogy. But that if Ibn Chubea, there was a year of Gidulim, an intermingling in the growth, in the Gidul, to an extent of having, of producing an increment of Echad Mosayim, of the original Gidul, of the original Gidulim, so then everything becomes Osa, all the Gidulim become Osa. Even the heretofore Gidul Hetea become Osa. So that's probably the shite. Well, that's the shite of the Chinuch, and that's probably the shite of the Rambam. I mean, the Chinuch is allegedly a Talmid of the Rambam. So I mean, it's the same shite. Now let's go over inside the Chinuch. So according to the Chinuch, if it's Eisi Be'achad Mosaim, then one will eat one kazayis. It'll be Chalimalkes. Chalimalkes. What Mechizkinuch says, it has to be Heisif Kimeitse, or as he calls it, Heisif Mechz, or Mechzim Lepa. So that is true according to Rashi, and according to Teisis, but not according to Rambam. But let's go over the Rambam inside. Hochei Yalsinam Mikulinus, V'chein L'Rashi, Nifri Tzoyim L'Ibeir, ויש אמרים, לא מור שונו שתי פעמים, למרוך, שאף אופי שיצחו בו פעם ראשינו וגודרו, אם חוזו ונפקצו עם פעם אחרס להידר, ואין אמרים, כאילו שכבר ישרידו בו מפיוץ ראשינו, ידי ההוא שונו ונגדר, שמו, so, we don't say that, שמו, so, ראשינו לא תגידו, פעם אחר פעם, לאו, לפי חוך צורך עשרה, ואם ישרידו בו לא יקיד, Now that, on that point, there is a machlekes which I mentioned it. Then for yesterday, there is a machlekes between Rashi, Teisis, the Rambam, and Teisis. The Rambam says, if there was no Asroye, so the Teisis, so it doesn't even become worse. Because then the Nichalei is like it. But Teisis, Shite is, that also it becomes without Asroye, even though Teisis also concedes that it has to be Nichalei. But without a soil, it could also be Nichalei. But, so, Osir it is even without a soil. But in order to be Chayev Bachayez, there has to be a soil, so we explain it. If they say she can be like the Mivor, so it can be explained very simply. Because according to Mivor, Gamli is only a Knaz. And if it's a Knaz, so only Mezir is Chayev. Sheinik is not Chayev, in the same way as Hezek Sheinikia. According to Mandona, Hezek Sheinikia, Lo Yishmei Hezek. So, but the Rabbon is Chayev, so I'm amazing, Sheik not. But the Ri says that. And the Ri is Chilik and the Ri won't go. And the Ri, she thinks the Gamli is Chayev and the Raisi. But, I mentioned, the Miri in Akenes, in regard to Talud Vov, there it's gone. So he says he put on the Chaim Shemayim means he will hear a moment, according to the Torah. So he says only the Kabbane, Shaloi the Kabbane. So Gevneim, Shaloi the Kabbane is not to be considered a Gevne. Whether is it one is a Mazik Mir Da'anim, so even Shaloi the Kabbane is considered a Mazik. Mashenikin al the Gevne, only if it's coupled to the intention to be Mazik. But if it's not coupled to the intention to be Mazik, so it's not to be considered a Gevne. So that the Mili says it in regard to Gome, but the same thing could be true in regard to Gami. What is Gami? Gami is also a certain type of Gome. It's a Gome for which is higher than Mili. Alright, so that is Faiseshik. That also there it is. But it's not high by high as Gala Soya. But the Ramban Shiti is Lifichoch Tzomech HaSoya Bimuhis Lumbo Lekidesh, because then it's not 100% Nichale without the Soya. Bin Chayebo, Kishem Shol Kidesh Bipayim Vishem Yobel Yasu. V'Ram Netam Zau Kosa Misifra Yosher Shalei. And that is mentioned more in detail in Tesves Bolokam Dabku. Here Tesves also says it. But in Bolokam Dabku it's mentioned in more detail. V'Ram Netam Zau Kosa Misifra Yosher Shalei. The whole Torah Shinon, שנפריצו ואיסי במוסיים שאין תצו זו מצטרפס לתצו סלישן ואורך אותו נה that's why it mentions in the clear twice to advisers that there cannot be zero between the ecumen that takes place the first time and the ecumen that took place after it fell down the second time but נפריצו ואיסי אנשיין של רגול עקיס מסיים עכשיו הרי זה קידש אבל בתייסוס כמה לא נעשה, שקידם שבוד הביטאים בוטו תייסוס קשיו, שמורי לו כתו נעשה, וראשי ראשי נזבטו לו, כמה כמה בוטו, כי אין שאום פרופר בסל המזור לבימה אלא אם נעשה, וישיבו. So, there are some בשנים, הוא אמס את המתם. יורחה, in other words, so Ramtam says, that there is no zero, there is no zero, so Yohe calls the Ruha Bo. Why is there a zero? Because we say, Kame Kame Boto. So the name of the question is, how can we visualize the Ruha Bo? It never sprouts forth. The Yahweh Messiah in 1 year. It takes days, maybe weeks, for an increment of Echad Messiah to sprout forth. So it's a gradual process. So at first there is much less than Echad Messiah. Let that mashi become bottle, and then another mashi become bottle. Let us say kamikami bottle. So that is the kashi against Hametam. Dolaz Hashmino, or so he says. וישיבו לו, יורחה, כל זה הוא הרבו, נסה ביתי ישראל, לא אם נסה ביתי ישראל, אז וואי, לא אם ראשון ראשון בוטו, ולא יקש. So that's no cash. תשאר לו עושה, כיוון שסי פילו בי, והוא אין לך בטמיון, that's not how the time starts. So what does the time say? That we only say, come, come, bottle, if there is a hefst. So the time says, where is the mocha of come, come, bottle? That's the more in Abizor. אמר יאי נסך מחוב יש לי בי so if let's say he was מיאגר from the hobbies into a bay there was a bay with יאי נסך and then he started to pour יאי נסך from the hobbies into the bay so come a bottle so that means that so according to Ramatam, when does Rav Dino or Rabbi Yechani say that Kamikami Boto, if there was a hefst, let's say, he bent the chovies and poured a little bit. Then he picked up the chovies. There was a pause. Then again, a few minutes later, or a minute later, so he bent down again and poured again. And then he picked it up again. Then again he bent it. And then he picked it up again. And then again he bent it. So there was a pause in the kibbutz. But suppose he bends. Needless to mention that if he turns over the chovies like this, of course, then we don't say kam kam bottle. But Rav Netam says that even if he doesn't turn over the chovies like this, but he just keeps it like this, and the wine kicks and pours into the veil, little by little, a whole day, little by little. He puts it at an angle, and it kicks and pours little by little, without picking it up, without making a pause. So then Rav Netam says, we don't say, come, come, go. In other words, when do we apply the principle of come, come, go? That is only there's a hefsek. But if there is no hefsek, we don't apply the principle of come, come, go. So according to Rav Netam, there is no kashya. How can we ever visualize a case of hesif echad m'asai? But now the kashya is, but it is always hesif mashu, another mashu, another mashu, another mashu. So let each mashu that sprouts forth become bottle. The answer is, but there is no hefsek in the ekonomy, in the gilo of the ekonomy. It's a gradual process, and it never stops. So in Meila we don't say come, come, go. So according to the Tam, but the Rambam gives another tense, because the Rambam shita is that not like Rav Netam. According to Rav Netam, when do we say by Ayinesach? When does Rav Dime say by Ayinesach? Come bottle if he bend the chobies and then he picked it up and then he bend it again. But if he bends the chobies and he keeps on pouring kolayim kolei without picking it up, then we don't say come. But the Rambam shita is that we say come bottle even if he doesn't pick it up and he just bends the chobies and he keeps it the whole day like this. So in the Meile, the Rambam couldn't give the teretz of Rav Netam, because the Rambam shita is that even without a real pause, and even without an interruption in the poem, so we still say come God. So then the question arises, so how can we ever visualize Hesif Echad M'asai? There is always, it's a gradual process. Two, there is no hefsek, there is no pause in that gilul. It's a continual process of gilul. But according to Rambam, we should say come bottle, even if there is no pause. So he says, here we do not say come bottle. Why? He says, Uwei kashi. Dishan also, kibu shesei fi robin, duhei lech ligodu neilo, eini bottle. Ma shein kim bimare, shein yisa rabo neilo, el tolu bidaiti shal naare. Reminds each other. Oh, so he says, because by Yahweh, so even if he doesn't pick up the chobies and he holds the chobies the whole day continually and it keeps on pouring, it can wash in the sack, so then we say come, because over there it wouldn't happen by itself. Why does it keep on pouring? Because he holds it. He wants the wine from the chobies to keep on falling into the veil. Masha'inke, so maybe we say come bottle even without the hefsek in the poem. Masha'inke by planning, so there the gittel takes place whether he wants it or he doesn't want it. It takes place by nature, by itself it takes place. So without his intention, regardless of his intention, so where the gittel takes place by itself without his intention, without his wants, and he couldn't even stop it. So there we do not say come. We do not say come. So he says, that's not like Rav Netam's that. So we can't. The shadow also gives a secret of any will of the will of any bottle. Machine can be mal. She needs a rabbi or a little bit of a mal. We might say, sure, me will be crying. So the male by crying when there was no get there, Bill. So then we cannot say come bottle. We cannot say come bottle for the simple reason that this continual growth takes place regardless of his intention. So the Mele, since it takes place regardless of his intention, without his stop, and he couldn't even stop it, he couldn't even interrupt the Gidol, so the Mele, in such a case, it is considered as if the whole Gidol took place in one moment. Since, too, it's a gradual process, but this gradual process takes place by nature, regardless of his intention, and he doesn't have to do anything. Here, by pouring, so he has to do a certain mice in order that wine should pour from the chobies into the bear. It wouldn't come, wine wouldn't fall into the bear just by itself. Masha'ikin, by the gradual growth of the tases, that explains by itself. So it's considered as if the whole ekonomy spouted forth in 1 second. This is what it is. But in the case where we build together, then he put Biodai, he put a stop to that road. Of course, he didn't put a stop to the botanical road, but to the legal road he put a stop. Because only an agreement that is going to be a movie, but if there is a gather, if you rebuild it, so he put a stop to that giggle that is going to be a movie, so then it cannot be mitzvah. So then you certainly cannot consider it as if the whole Erev Masayim sprouted forth in one moment if he built together. So he said, מי הוא בקליים בשקוד המזבטר שהרי לי נוסף איסא מובי שאולי הוא גובו איסר דתנן זה שימח לגלע מכאן זה מכאן ביקושי so then he asks the question so ביקושי בואו מכאן הוא כמעט נורא נבורץ רב נתם says that the reason is why is in the price of mentions and when they advise to advise us that there is no seal between the agreement that took place the first time it broke down, the Mechitza broke down, and the agreement that took place after the second breaking down of the Mechitza. Why? Because Kami Bottle. So where is the Mokia for that hour of Kami Bottle? That's the memory of Rabbi Yom in Abu Zorah Dafayim Gimel. But Rabbi Yom says like that. But Robin Omar Rabbi Yechanan is Chelik. Kashi in case you say that Robin Omar Rabbi Yechanan is Chelik. I'm Rabbi Omar Rabbi Yechanan. So we made it and we passed like Robin. That's some of the shame we passed like Rabbi Yechanan. But anyway, that's some of the shame we say that Robin is not even Chelik, I'm Rabbi Yechanan. And some of the shame we say he is Chelik, but we passed like Rabbi Omar Rabbi Yechanan anyway. But the Ramban Shitty is that Robin Omar Rabbi Yechanan is Chelik, I'm Rabbi Omar Rabbi Yechanan. And in other words, we don't say come bottle, so Memeire, how can we explain this aloha that is mentioned according to Rabbi Tam in the price of Chozam Nifo Tzayim Ekdeya that if in each time there was no Erev Masayim, but only in the two agreements there was Erev Masayim. So they're not Mitzura because we say Kamekame Boto. But who says Kamekame Boto? Rabdime. And Robin is Chele Kam Rabdime. And we pass like Robin. So how can we explain this rise and the basis of Kamekame Boto? Because surely, when we come to Mandor, we have lesser Rishon Boto. Viroisi Biteisves. Shehei. So there it was written in the text, Shehei. So Rabbi Zalman, so that he wrote that voice. So Rabbi Zalman wrote there, so he put it in parentheses. In other words, Shehein. So he changed it. Shehein, Seinchinova, Umforshineiso, Bimeare, Umapsi, Rifidas Ametamsa, Udateinu, Efsher, Vishane, Yalmeser, Shinsui Homo, Shehu Bimashu, Abashoriso, שיש להם שיר בימי אור ומסיים כנעקרויים ואור ואמרים הרגיש רשימה. So he answered that question. He has the question. Rabbi Tam explains this price on the basis of the principle of Kamekamekot. Who said, who is the more Ishmaelitzer of that principle? Rabbi Mabarich. But we pass like Rabbi Mabarich. So we reject the principle of Kamekamekot. In other words, according to Rabbi Mabarich, by Al-Nesach we say Chizal Nia. Kamekamekot means we don't say Chizal Nia. And according to Rabbi Omar Rabbi Yechanan, we don't say Kamekame Boto. So that means we say Chizal Niya. Chizal Niya. So he says, so he answers that question again sometime. He says, the truth that Rabbi Omar Rabbi Yechanan is Chilek, but it doesn't mean that Rabbi rejects the whole concept of Kamekame Boto. Because Rabbi holds in Kol Atei Kule, we say Chizal Niya. Only by Al-Nesach, Rabbi says we don't say Kamekame Boto. Because by Yannesach, there are special chumras mishmuchu because of Yisrael Babilizor. So, first of all, Yannesach has a dimashu. So, why does Rabbi Meom Rabbi Yechanan say, Hamare mi chobies lbei, Rabbi Kohanim kulei? So it's bottle, but true, we say kam kam bottle, but won't vouch it asher?
So the Gemara says that when do we say that the mashu asar ziyaneser? That is, if it's a terrible sechisur, if heter falls is formed into isya, then even one dvapot asar. But when it's surah is a hatera, so then mashu doesn't answer. But anyway, so if it would be yan hetera into yan neserach, so then even more dvapot asar. So we have special chumres gam yan neserach. So mele, Rabbi Mamra Beicher holds, that's another chumre yan neserach. That we do not, that even if the darubes was Isa was a heter, that Mashu doesn't answer, but kame bottle we don't say. Kame bottle we don't say. So only by Al-Nesach we don't say kame bottle. Mashinki by Shomi Zori, Rabbi would agree with Rabbi that we say kame bottle. So maybe we can explain this by saying in accordance with the oneness of Ramadan. This one is. ובתינו אפשר לשאר יאי נסך, שאיסור לחום הוא שהוא במעלה, אבל שור איסורים שיש להם שיעור במיון מסיינים, כנק רואים באור, ואבין לו בשביל שמות. ומי הוא דווקא בשביל יגיע הוא איסר לניסנטר, אבל אם הוא יביא ניסנטר, כי יאי הוא של פה יעקר, או של אורי, שניסר את יאי נהדר, ויש בין כדי ריתנטר, שלא במין הידיים השישים, אפילו לא פרשום, בבסחס, לא יאמרים עוד, רישי בוטל, שערי מצטורי ועקידו ביטן ביטן ויטיינו מבוטל. So then he says something else, very, very reasonable. So he says, so when do we say kame bottle? So the Ramban is mechadesh that in regard, that Robin is only chilek on the principle of kame bottle in Gabi Yaynes. But by Shori Sorin, Robin is made it to Rav Dime, that we do say kame bottle. But when do we say kame bottle if the rishishi? So then we say kame bottle. And the whole, after all the iser was poured in, so there is still shishi left. So then, but there is not a mosaim echot, just shishi, not mosaim echot. So then we say kame bottle. For example, let's take the same kind of example in connection with Bayakya. Let's say we have a bayer. We have a bayer with yain head. And then we have a hopyes with yain of Bayakya. Yain of Bayakya. So, and then he started to pour from the barrel the yain of Bayakya, the yain of Bayakya into the bayer. And he poured the whole day, a whole day. So, after considering, if we are mitzare, everything that, all the wine that was poured out from the barrel, that's yain of Bayakya, into the beer, so the yain heter in the beer does not have 200 parts. This, the volume of the yain in the barrel. And so by Klai Akeren, in order to become bottle, we require that there should be 200 parts, neged, the one part of Klai Akeren. And here, if we were to count and be mitzare, all the wine that was poured from the barrel, all the Klai Akeren wine that was poured from the barrel into the bale, so then we wouldn't have 200 parts in the bale, naked the volume of the yain by a keren yain in the bag. So if we didn't apply the principle of kame bottle, if we were to assume that chizer nia, so then it would become osef. So all the wine in the bay would become osa, even though it had 100 parts or 150 parts, 190 parts, as long as it does not have 200 parts, naked the volume of the wine in the barrel. account of the application of the principle of kami kami boto. So we say that even though we do not have 200 parts, but the Holocaust we have 60 parts, negate the volume of the let's say the volume of the wine in the barrel was 1 gallon, and we had Yain Heter in the bay 100 gallons. So if we had 100 gallons, so we have shishi, negate the whole volume of the barrel, of the wine in the barrel. But we do not have 200 parts, negate the volume of the wine. So then we say, come bottle. But suppose that the volume of the wine in the Bay Area has only 50 times the volume of the barrel. So that means that now again, after all the wine from the barrel was poured into the Bay Area, we don't even have shishim. Shishim represents the shiur that not giving of giving tam. If we don't have shishim, so that means that minshal eliminate would give tam. So then we don't say kami kami. This is what the Rambam says. Vizeu sheshonim social tumor shenofu lemei over the his speak like beer. Ajnofu acheres arizasu. So the question is, why don't we say over there kami kami bottle? The answer is there it applies to a case where at the end, after everything was dumped into the kele, so there isn't even shishi. So when we say kami kami bottle, when in the end we have every cholapocha shishi, but we do not have the shio of meyo v'echo in connection with trumo, or the shio of masai v'echo in connection with bayakele. But if we don't have shishi, so then we don't say kami kami bottle. Wiese wie Schabe ist, wie der Winkel, wo er die Lohre klein, aber die Schien so wie ich, nur Ort. Wie hier mit Fräschen des Ringe Baruchen für die Basis an der Besorge. Mit Kolmoke, wie nie ein klein Mann zu Bobby, öfter hat er aber Tamsam, der am Rinnenbohren riechen, riechen Bobby, kippen die Gotta, auch wo nicht sagt und hieß er, wie nasse Bey, Masse, Gottulette, weil jeder am Rinnenbohren dort, Botzel schon schließt, שנוטו, here he comes, the Rambam, to his חידש, והיד אמפילם בידות, בוצאו של שביס, שנוטו בשיניס, ורובו גידוע בליקרה. מהו? So, גידוע פתר בליקרה איסר, כיוון שרובו גידוע פמותר, ואולם רינון, רישי רישי גוטה, הוסנה מייסד גידוע עם רובים. So, he has the cash. The Gemara in the Dot says that if the Botzel Shal Shviz was not to be Shviz, so the Botzel of the Yikea was Issa. And then, so the Rob Gidu of Al Yikre, Ma, Gidu of Heta, the Yikre Issa, so if the Botzel Shal Shviz is not to be Shviz, the Rob Gidu of Al Yikre. So there was a Rob Giduim, the Amikea that was Heta. Mal Gidu of Heta, the Ikrenisea, Kim Sherob Gidu of his Mutter, so the Gemara says, that if in the end, let's say, after 8 months, 10 months, he took, he bought sale an onion of the fluid cheese, so it's awesome. And then he planted it in the 8th year. And then, after a number of months, so the Gidu in the increment was much more than the size of the potzel that is Issa. So the Gemara says, the Shaila in the Gemara in Idorim is as to whether Gidulim can be Mivatel Nikki. So it's another Shaila. Maybe the Nikki is so choshuk that it cannot become bottle in the Gidulim. But if we assume that a Nikki can become bottle in its own Gidulim, so then it becomes Mutter. So it comes with that. But the question is, according to Rameta, that we say, Rishin bottle, Rishin bottle. So he said, it's not according to Rameta, yes, that Kashi himself. Now, according to the principle, because the Ramban agrees with the principle of Kami Kami Bato. Only Galai Nesach Rovin says that we don't apply the principle. But in Galatei Kulei, we do apply the principle of Kami Kami Bato. So how can the Mori Yidorim say that if the Botzel Shal Shviz was planted in the 8th year, and then there was an abundance of Gidulim, so then the Iker becomes Bato in the Gidulim, but the abundance of Gidulim do not spout forth in one moment. So it's a gradual process. So the first day there was a Masha of Gidulim.